There's an intriguing diplomatic battle underway just north of Australia. The small Pacific island nation of Solomon Islands is one of a dwindling number of countries which recognises Taiwan rather than mainland China. Now it's contemplating a switch and it's found itself caught in the crossfire of a much bigger arm wrestle between Washington and Beijing. Stephen Jedgetts reports from the capital, Honiara.
A piggery isn't usually a tool of soft power. But this is no normal piggery. It sits in the middle of a neat little farm on the outskirts of Honiara and is one of the flagship development projects run and paid for by the government of Taiwan. The farm provides cut-price piglets to local farmers. And Taiwan's deputy ambassador to Solomon Islands, Oliver Liao, says that's not all.
They have managed to bring quite a variety of vegetables and fruit to Solomon Island.
Solomon Islands is one of six Pacific Island nations which still recognises Taiwan, and Taipei pours millions of dollars into aid programs like this to keep it on board. But Oliver Liao says this peaceful equilibrium is being disrupted.
The PRC has been taking every possible measure to force Taiwan into reunification with them. They are hoping to make Taiwan disappear.
China wants to isolate Taiwan diplomatically, and Beijing-backed businesses have made overtures to the Solomon Islands government. Some MPs are now pressing new Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare to ditch Taiwan and embrace China instead. And Mr. Sogavare is weighing the decision carefully.
And we are under a lot of pressure to rethink this relationship.
The tide of history might be against Taiwan. Solomon Islands remains mired in poverty, and former Prime Minister Gordon Darcy Lilo says if Solomon Islands recognises Beijing, then investment might boom.
What is it wrong for this country to consider the opportunities that can come out from a China that is a reform China and a China that can offer a better economic opportunity?
Others are horrified by the rush. Opposition leader Matthew Wale accuses some MPs of taking a mercenary approach.
There's been no discussion about what are our national interests, what are we trying to achieve, what are we looking for. Are we just looking for more money? At the moment, it seems that's the driving force.
Some fear an influx of Chinese cash would also stoke rampant development, fostering corruption and damaging the environment. And the broader geopolitical arm wrestle between the US and China looms over this debate. The US and Taiwan accused China of lending huge sums to several small island nations before using that debt as leverage. Oliver Liao has a coded warning for Australia.
A strong, independent and sovereign Solomon Island is not only in the interest of Solomon Island itself, but it's also in the interest of other countries such as Australia.
This is Stephen Jedgetts in Honiara for AM.